for this place. I just ask that you lead us and you guide us tonight. Holy Spirit, you lead us and you guide us tonight. We just want to be with you. We want to bask in your glory. We want to bask in your presence, in your heart. Holy Spirit, just come into this place right now. Come into every single heart, God. I just ask right now that every single thing that is holding every single person and their souls back from just experiencing your presence and being in your cocoon right now, I just ask that we transition from our souls into our spirits. We just transition into the calmness and the stillness of your presence. My cry is for you to raise up this generation that will walk in your glory, that will walk in your signs and your wonders, that will walk in purity and in righteousness, making the name of Jesus famous. Oh, Holy Spirit, reveal the Father's heart. Reveal the Father's heart. When the love encounter happens, our lives are never the same. Every single thing that we have been attached to just doesn't make any sense, doesn't have anything else on. I just ask, Holy Spirit, right now, for your presence, for every single person to tap into your loving kindness. I just ask for those pure of heart, my God, for those righteousness, Papa, to be birthed. Birth more and more, Papa, in your hunger and in the desire. It's so vital to be pure by yourself and in your walk with God, but we are hungry for a corporate. We are hungry for the place that you are taking the whole body right now, my God. We just ask that you accelerate the time, God. We want to see your glory come, my God. We want to see us walking together in your glory, my God, as a body on this earth, God. That the values of every heart start changing tonight. That the value system starts changing tonight, my God. That we choose the things of your kingdom over the things of this world, my God. That our focus goes on your presence. Not on the money, not on the provision, not on the popularity or anything else, my God. But we just seek you right now. We just want to be with you, my King. We just want to be with you. My God, we want to be with you right now, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you so much for every single victory that we have passed, my God. Thank you so much for every single thing and manifestation of your glory that we had. Thank you for every single testimony that you have built in us and through us, my God. I just ask right now that you keep on building us in the moment, my God, so we see and experience more of your glory, my God. And we're hungry to see more of that corporately, God, and in our workplace, in our schools, and everywhere else that we go. Raising them up, for waking them up to be in the right place at the right time, Papa, and that's in your presence in the moment of stillness, nowhere else. We just yield to you right now, Holy Spirit. We just yield to you right now, my King. We yield to you right now. Flow and release your kingdom. Flow and release your love, your presence. Oh, thank you so much, my King, for your blood. That we are fully covered, that we are fully covered, we are fully protected. That our futures are safe in you. you, my God. Thank you so much. God, we honor you, Jesus. We honor you and we magnify you, God, here in this place, Jesus. God, we just submit ourselves to you, God. We submit our lives to you, Jesus. God, we humble ourselves, God. We humble ourselves before you, God. God, we want to see your face, God. We want to see your face, God. We want to walk face to face with you, God. Walking in humility, God. Walking in purity. Walking in holiness. Walking in obedience before you, God. We want to see you, God. We want to see your kingdom manifest, God. We want to walk. We want to walk with you, God. We want to know you, God. We want to truly walk with you, God. We want to see your glory, God, manifest in our lives, God. We want our lives, God, to be fruitful, God. We want to walk with you, God. And we just lay down our lives, God. We lay down our lives, God, our desires before you, Jesus. And we just submit our lives to you, God. We submit our desires to you, God. And we just set you up, God, as a priority, God, in our lives. We set you up, God, as a goal, as a priority of our lives, God. Jesus, Jesus, we just humble ourselves before you, God. God, I want to walk in humility before you, God, in obedience before you, God, no matter what it takes or what it costs, God. God, we want to walk with you, God. We want to know you, God. Holy Spirit, I just ask you, God, help us, God. Enable us, God, to walk with you, God. To walk in your spirit, God. To be obedient before you, God. To be humble before you, God. God, enable us, God. Enable us to walk in obedience before you, Jesus. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen us. Strengthen, God, our willpower, God. To submit to you, God. I just pray, Papa, for humility, God, for humble hearts, God. God, you said, God, you said this about Moses, God. You said he's the humblest man on earth, and he is faithful in all of my house. Papa, I ask that that would be our heart, God. That we would be the humblest people on earth, God, and that we would be faithful to you, God. That we would be faithful to you, God, in everything that we do, God, in our lives, God, in the way that we live our lives, in the things that we do, God, that we would walk and be faithful to you, God. That we would lay down, God, the desires of our flesh, God, for your commands, God, for what you say for us to do, God. We just yield our hearts to you, Jesus. We yield our lives to you, Jesus. Come and be the Lord of our lives, Jesus. Come and be the Lord of our lives, God. Manifest your heart in our lives. Manifest your heart, your dreams in our lives, Jesus.
manifest your dreams, God, your promises, God, everything that you've spoken over us, God, everything that you promised us, God, manifest it in our lives, God. And I just pray, Papa, that nothing would be able to hold us back from that, God. That no stubbornness, God, no selfishness, no stupid God would be able to hold us back from walking in the dream that you have made for us, God. Jesus, we just yield our hearts to you, God. Jesus, thank you so much, God, for who you are. Thank you so much for your love and for your faithfulness to us, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your patience, for your unfailing love, God. That no matter, God, where we're at, what we've done, where we're going through, God, you have been so faithful, God, and you've been so gracious, God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jesus. And we just honor you, God, for who you are, God. We honor you, God. And I just thank you, God, so much for being so good, so merciful, so patient, so kind to me personally, God. Thank you for your patience with me, God. Thank you, God, for not giving up on me, God. Thank you for believing in me, God. Thank you for telling me, God, that I could do it, that I could do it, God. Thank you for believing in me, God. Thank you, God, that you give me hope, God. You give me hope for the future, God. You give me hope to keep on moving. You give me hope that everything that you said about me, God, everything that you put in my life, God, that you will accomplish it, Lord. And I just honor you and I thank you, my God. God, we submit to you, God. We submit to you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives, God. Have your way in our lives, Jesus. God, we just want to seek your face, God. We want to know you, God. We want to see you, God. We want to see your glory, God. God, prepare our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our hearts, God, for what you're gonna be doing, God, for what you've begun to do, God. I pray, Papa, make us ready, God. Make our hearts ready, God. God, we want to be all in, God, in what you're doing, God, and what you're gonna be doing, God, what you're taking us into, God, this next new season, God. I just pray, Papa, prepare our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts, God. Purify us, God. Purify our hearts. Purify our motives, God. Burn up, God, every distraction, God. Every dirty motive, God. Purify our hearts, God. Purify our hearts. You said the pure of heart, but they will see, God. I just ask, God, purify my heart, God. Purify our hearts, God. We want to see you, God. We want to know your face, God. We want to be those that see your face. We want to be those that know your heart, God. God, make us trustworthy of your heart. Make us trustworthy of your heart, God. Purify our hearts, God. Purify our hearts, God. Come and burn on the inside of us, Jesus. Come and release your fire deep within us, God. Deep within our bones, God. Release your fire, God. Purify our hearts, God. Purify our hearts so that we can see your face, God. that we can see you face to face, God. Without riddles, God, without anything else, God, just see you and know you face to face, God. Like Moses did, God, and even more, God, we want to see you. We want to see you, God. We want to see you, God. Oh, come and burden us, Holy Spirit. Come and burden us, God. Burn up, God, every other priority, God. Every other desire, every other aim of our lives, God. Burn it all up, God. Burn it all up, God. That we just have one goal, God, to truly seek your face, God. To truly seek your face, God. No other motive, nothing else going on. We just want to see you, God. God, make us more like you. Make us more like Jesus. Obedient like Jesus. Faithful like Jesus. In love with you and knowing who you are like Jesus. God, give us pure hearts. Give us pure hearts, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. We just want more, God. We want more of you, Jesus. Come and dwell among us, God. Come and dwell among us, God. That when people will come here, they will see, God. They will experience, God. That they will leave the same, God. When they come, they will see that God is truly among us. That we're truly God's people. God, I thank you that we are your people. That we are called by your name.
I give it to you, Lord. The Son of God, I bless you, Jesus. everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that's who you are, Jesus. I glorify you, God. Everything that's inside of me, I glorify you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, God. Father, thank you for giving us Jesus. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus. Only Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus. I bless you, the Son of God. You're the Son of Man and you're the Son of God. I bless you, Lord. I pray that the Spirit of Christ Himself moves us and lives in us, and we move only by the Spirit of the risen Son of God. I pray that the living Son of God lives in us, Lord, that you move in us. That everything we do just to glorify the risen Son of God. The incorruptible, the perfect, the holy Lamb of God. We bow down to you, Jesus. We bow down to your providence, your authority. Everything we are, we give it to you. We bow down to you, Jesus, the Son of God. The Son of God, Jesus, you're holy. Father, thank you for giving us your Son. Thank you for giving us your Son. The Father loved so, the world so much that He gave His only Son. Thank you, Jesus, for the simple gospel. Thank you, Jesus, for being so simple, Lord. It's being so simple that a kid can understand you, that a kid can love you. You said that you want the kids to come to you, Lord. I'm coming to you as a kid, Jesus. Jesus, you're the beautiful Son of God. We want to see you. We want to see you as some people see you, as the glowing man. You come to the African communities, you come to the Mexican communities, the villages as the glowing man. I want to see you as the glowing man. You showed up to Jacob as the glowing man. You showed up to Jacob as the son of, as the angel, Lord. I want to see you as the angel. I want to see you physically, Lord, with my eyes. I want to see your white beard. I want to see what's written on your thighs. I want to see you riding on your horse. I want to see you glorified at the right hand of the Father. Everything that we are, we bow down to the Son of God. Any kind of crown that we have, we forfeit them and give them to you, Jesus, the Son of God. Our circumstances are irrelevant. You're the Son of God. It doesn't matter. Any kind of pain that we have is irrelevant. You're the Son of God. You're the King, Jesus. Jesus, you are the King. You're the King, Jesus. Thank God the Father that you're the King. Because you're the Prince of Peace. You love us. In all of your authority, you still love us. You love us, Jesus. And we're going to love you back good, Jesus. We're going to love you back hard. We love you back. Jesus, you asked the Father to give us love towards you just like the Father loves you. Give that to us, Jesus. Let us love you like the Father loves you. Jesus, you're the only Holy One. Only you could make us righteous, Jesus, and you did it. Thank you for making us righteous, Lord. You're the rider on the white horse, Jesus. Rider on the white horse that comes with his sword at the end of the age. can't wait to see you like that. That's gonna be fun, Jesus. That's gonna be a good time. I can't wait to see you seated on the right hand of God. I can't wait to be somewhere in the back over there just watching the Son of God rule. What a glorious inheritance, as you called it. Jesus, everything we have, we bow down in front of you, God. Everything that we are, we give it to you. Again and again, every day. Thank you that through the Holy Spirit you pour the love of God into us, Jesus. That we can directly experience your love. That we can directly experience the love of God. Thank you for giving that to us. We'd literally be done for if it weren't for the Spirit of God pouring love into our hearts. We'd be done for. But thank God for the Son of God. For making it possible and for giving him to us. Thank God that we can manifest the kingdom of God here. Jesus, whatever you gotta do, teach us how to manifest the kingdom of God exactly how you want it. In all the power and all the authority that you want us to have, teach us how to do that in this house, in Washington, in this area. Teach us how to destroy it for the kingdom of God, how to be violent and take it by force. Teach us how to have that faith. Teach this house how to have strong faith that no other people have had. Us the love of the Father for you, Jesus. You're the Holy One, Jesus. You're the Holy One, Jesus. You're the only one worthy, Jesus. You crush death. You're the death crusher. You're the Armageddon. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the beautiful one. You're our beloved Jesus. You're the righteous. You're Jesus the righteous. Jesus the righteous one. In your righteousness, you make us righteous, Jesus. You're Jesus the righteous. We bow down to you, God. We worship you, Jesus. We bow down to you, Jesus. Jesus the righteous one. Every demon you encountered here on earth, they called you Jesus, the Son of God. You had to shut them up because the demons know who you are, Jesus, the Son of God. You're Jesus, the righteous, the beautiful one, to whom all authority has been given, Jesus, the righteous. For loving us, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, righteous one. Thank you for loving us, righteous Jesus. Thank you for giving us authority as sons of God to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. Teach us how to do that. We won't back down until we have all of it and we manifest all of it, God. Lead us into that direction. Us into the perfect will of God. Lead us, Jesus. Thank you for being the good shepherd, Lord. Thank you for being the good shepherd, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I bless your Father. I bless you, God. I bless you, Jesus. You're the Holy One. You're the Death Crusher. The Everlasting Father. I pray that your glory will be so thick and so tangible and so heavy in this place in the coming days, that every unbeliever bows down to you. No matter what, no matter if they haven't even heard of you, they bow down to you, Jesus. In your love, in your strength, that we recognize your strength and your mightiness, Jesus. I pray that we honor you as the Holy God. Not just as the Pops, but also the Holy God. The strong, mighty God. The God of war, Jesus. You're the God of war. Show me who you are as the God of war. What does the God of war look like? What does the God of war do? I want to know what the God of war does. I want to see you slay the enemies, Jesus. I want to see you do that, God. You're the one that fights on our behalf, Jesus. Thank you for doing that. You're just the best, Lord. You're just the best. We couldn't ask for any better, God. Who's mightier than you, Jesus? Who's better than you, Jesus? There is no one better than you, God. Jesus, you're the full expression of God. The fullness of God dwelt in him, Jesus. The fullness of God was in the man, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I love you. You deserve everything. Everything, irrelevant of our ideas, irrelevant of our emotions, you deserve everything. We were irrelevant and you chose us. We're yours now, God. We are the sons of God because of you, God, because you chose us. Now teach us how to walk as true sons of God. How to walk as true sons of God that we read about. Teach us how to walk like the first century church did, in the power and might and understanding and wisdom and all of it. Teach us how to do that, Father. Jesus, teach us how to do that. Your word says to earnestly seek the gifts. Give it to all of us in here. I pray that even tonight, people will be getting the gifts of God. And they'll be activating in their lives, Jesus. You are holy. You're the holy Lamb of God. Beautiful one. You're the shining one, the morning star. Jesus, the morning star. Jesus, the morning star. earnestly, genuinely, you reward us. And that reward is, it's different for everyone, but is the best reward there can possibly be. The love of God. To know God is life. When we seek you, we get to know you. And that's life, Jesus, your life. Jesus, your eternal life. Your life, Jesus. You are life. You are life, Jesus. You're the one who gives life, Jesus. The only one who gives life is you, Jesus. The Son of God. The only one that gives life is you, Lord. You're the bread of life, the living water. We worship you, God. Jesus, we just worship you. You're the best, Jesus. You're the awesome God. Jesus, you're the awesome one. The beautiful one, the great one. The only one worthy of praise and worship. You're the one the patriarchs worship. You're the God of Abraham, Jacob, and now you're the God of us. You're the God of the old ones, the men of old, the ancient. You're the ancient of days, and now you're the God of us too, Jesus. You are the one in the fire, Lord. You are the one in the fire. You are the fourth man. Thank you for being so dang awesome, Jesus. The coolest person there is, you, Jesus. You're the coolest one. There's no one cooler than you, no one better than you. You're the coolest one, Jesus. You're not to be ashamed of, Jesus. You're to be envied. We should be proud of you, Jesus. We are not ashamed of you, Lord. There is no shame in us declaring your name and saying we believe in Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of the name of Jesus. Thank you for being so awesome, God. You're the best one, Jesus. The lovely one. The beloved. The lover of our souls. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. The one seated on the throne, Jesus. And I know you, Jesus. I know you. How is that a thing? How do I know you? Thank you for showing me. Blessed to know Jesus. How much more blessed can you be than to know Jesus? You can't be any more blessed than to know Jesus. Thank you, God, that we know Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't say your name enough. Thank you.
ask you to come right now in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. If you have nothing to say, just say this. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and do what you do. Come and do what you do, Holy Spirit. Reveal the heart of Jesus. Reveal the heart of the Father. There is no better time than right now to reveal the heart of Jesus, to reveal the heart of the Father, for the Holy Spirit to come right now in this time. So God, I just pray that your love, that your heart is revealed to this generation, to this misguided generation, this generation that so desperately needs your love. And it's not about taking the wrong thing out, but it's just about putting the love of God in your heart. It's not about taking something out, but it's about putting something in. So God, I just ask, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you reveal, that you come and do what you do, that you come and reveal the heart of Jesus, the heart of the Father, to this generation that so desperately needs you. Because your love is all that we need. Your love is what we need right now more than anything. Because without love, we are nothing. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, I just honor you. I just honor you wholeheartedly. And I thank you. I come to you with thanksgiving and joy and praise. I honor you that everything that has been shot at me, everything that has been formed against me, that has been formed against all of us, has gave us strength, that only through you, all the things, all the weapons, all the tools that have been formed against us has been brought to us and has made us stronger. And it's only through you, God. You waste nothing. You waste nothing, God. You lift us up, you give us a kiss, and you say, well done. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Yourself in a way that we have never seen you before, because you love us. You love us so much. You love us so much that it's only one condition. There is one condition to be with you, and that is to believe. So Jesus, we believe. We believe in your name. We believe that you died for us. We believe that you love us more than anything. More than this earth, more than the animals, more than the trees, more than the stars, more than the universe. You created it all, but you look to us, you come into our hearts and into our lives, and you say, I love you, I died for you. That is why I honor you, that is why I believe in you, Jesus. That is why I believe in you. Thank you, so thank you. The joy that you bring is my salvation. The joy that you bring is my strength. So I just pray that the joy of the Lord is filled in every single one here in this room and online. That the joy of the Lord, the joy, is your strength. It's your strength. It is your strength. His joy is your strength. So Holy Spirit, we recognize you. We see you, Holy Spirit. We see what you do and what you're doing and what you've done. And we say thank you. We love you. We ask for more. For more, God. For more, Holy Spirit. For more of your love. More of your kindness. Because without love, we are nothing. And we need love. Done so much for us, God, and we are so thankful. But we don't just take the glory for ourselves that you've given us, we give it back. We give you back what you deserve, what you rightfully deserve, our hearts, because it's not much. It's not much, but it's there and it's yours, God. Our hearts are yours, because that is what you deserve. That is what you're after. Our heart. Our beating heart. Our heart that burns for you. That looks to you. That listens to you. That desires you. God, I just pray that the heart's desire, our heart's desires are met. That only you give us our heart's desire. Whatever you're praying for, whatever you are longing for, God has the answer. He has what you need. And He wants to give it to you. Sometimes it's just right there in front of us. It's not you, God. If I want love and it comes from things that aren't you, that's not love. That's counterfeit love. If I want love, I come to you. I come to the God who loves me and that doesn't just love me, but is love. You don't just love, God, but you are the God of love. Love isn't just a feeling. It's a choice, and it's a person, and it's a person that's looking right at you with fire in his eyes. He's looking at you with fire in his eyes. And he wants to be with you so bad. Condition to be with him is so simple. It's one thing, and it's just believe. God, you are so good. You are so beautiful. You are so powerful. You are so magnificent. You are so kind. You are so patient. Like this. Things might get tough, but I have you, Jesus. I have you.
Solid sons and daughters in this house, my God. I just ask that you keep on multiplying them, my God. I just ask that you keep on activating the heart of moms and pops inside of them, God, that they be the revival for this generation, that they be the people that carry your presence, through whom repentance will come, through whom restoration will come, through whom identity will come, my God. Oh, Jesus, all of it is yours. I just ask, with every step that we take, that you align the puzzle together, that you bring your whole body together, my God, in unison, in the spirit of love. Jesus, Jesus, to you be all of the glory, my God. I just ask that you prepare every single heart in leadership team, in you, for this next transition, my God. And I just ask that your name be glorified and your name be magnified, my God, with every step that we take, with every choice that we make, my King. It's all for you. We just want to bring pleasure to you, Papa, just because we are your yielded vessels, my King. We want nothing for ourselves. We just want to give what you have given to us. And we want to see your name, Papa, flow all over these streets and all over our lives. Ask that you awaken hearts. I just ask that you awaken hearts of all the generation of men and women to become vessels, my God, for your spirit to flow through them. The ones that have given up on themselves, I just ask that you awaken them, that you awaken their hearts to get up again and to serve and to love on you for one thing, but for another and people around them. Refresh them and awaken them. This can only be done if we work all together, my God. I just ask that you build strong connection in every generation, my God. That we are stepping stool to the next generation, my God, and they can take off running with the revelations that we carry, Papa, and build on them. Build on them. Of your sons and your daughters, my God, that are pure heart, that are of pure heart, that walk in your pathways, God, that know your heart's desires, and that are yielded and obedient to you. It is so beautiful to see when we are in the right place at the right time, what you do through us, my God. Oh, I just ask that you raise up even more of them, God.
I love to shine your light. I love to be myself.
I just ask that a renewing of the mind takes place in their hearts, that they see what you see, that they understand what you understand, that their crooked paths really become straight and easy. I release your favor and your love. Freely we receive and freely we give. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your strong presence. Thank you for resting in this place. for giving me strength to play such a small role in what you are doing in this place and through my life. Thank you so much, God, for raising up this movement in this house with Gen Z's. I just ask that you align every single puzzle right now. You activate every single heart to follow your voice and your command. Give them courage and strength. Give them wisdom and understanding to let go of their heart's desires and just yield to you, my King. And your dimension. It is so